You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Caritas Internationalis, together with its regional partners in the Middle East, has launched an international campaign to pressure the international community to act decisively to bring an end to the now nearly five-year-old civil war in Syria. The Secretary General of Caritas Internationalis, Michel Waugh, spoke with Susie Hodges about the initiative.
Our colleagues in Syria, Iraq, Jordan, Lebanon, Turkey, who have been mobilized since the beginning of this war, say that Syria is at the heart of a geopolitical struggle in which the Syrian people do not count for anything. And I believe they are right. So when last year we met in September, they again said, please, let's move forward to ask the international community to really engage and not to say, okay, we want to talk about peace, but we don't want to talk with Assad, for instance, which of course means we go on with the war. So we've decided with them that we would launch a campaign for peace in Syria, Iraq, and the Middle East this year so as to exert at our level as much as we can some pressure on the governments. And we always think of the big ones, but I think every government in the world has a voice in the United Nations and everyone can say something and press in their own way. And so we want to, or they ask us, and we want to struggle against that kind of indifference that is opposed to the Syrian people. You know, after 5 years, it has become something normal that Syria is under war. I think what has made the issue not completely forgotten is that Daesh was born there, and Daesh is not acting only in Syria and Iraq, but is acting in other countries. And in November, these huge killings. So the war is extended, and we are concerned, the French people, for instance, because of these two big massacres, are very concerned. And so indifference is somehow challenged. And
also by the migration crisis, with many of them coming from Syria.
Absolutely. This is another, yes. So the migration crisis has, of course, challenged everyone on the way and at the end. And so, yes, I think the Europeans particularly have some, are being challenged by what is happening there in the Middle East.
Have you visited Syria at all since the war started? And if so, what were your feelings?
No, I have not. I was to go last year, I think in November, but a few days before we left, we were supposed to be a group of Caritas member organizations. There were some bombings on Damascus suburbs, and Caritas Syria told us, please hold on. So it has been postponed, and we haven't yet got. But I would like to refer here to the visit made by Father Timothy Ratcliffe. And what he wrote when coming back, I think, it expresses exactly what the Christians and the Syrians more broadly, because many Muslims in Syria also believe the same thing, that to end the war, you have to allow the Syrians to sit together themselves, not forgetting anyone, and peace will come from inside. Peace will not be imposed from outside. And so all the vested interests, whether by multinational companies working in the arms trade industry or in the oil industry, or geopolitical rivalries between Russia, the States, the European Union, this is being, you know, the fight is being done on the backs of the Syrians. They are the victims. They are not the actors of this war in the end. And so we think the time is ripe. We've seen at the end of last year with the Vienna conferences that there is a space now to start sitting at the same table and talking to each other. I would even add representatives from Daesh. People think we are mad when we say this because it's a terrorist group, but it's not only it is a terrorist group, but it was born with people in Iraq who were educated in Europe. people working with Saddam Hussein in the past and educated in the States. And these people you can talk to. And we should not forget them, because if not, the war will go on.
Just one very last brief question about another issue. Turning to Africa, a major humanitarian crisis is looming in Ethiopia, where around 10 million people face food shortages this year because of the nation's worst drought in half a century. How concerned is Caritas by this situation? And do you agree with those who warn that the country could even slide into a famine situation later on this year unless these food shortages are tackled now?
Yes, this is exactly the situation. So the scientists say that this is the effect of El Niño. I knew of El Niño in the Pacific more than there in the Indian Ocean. But the situation in the Horn of Africa for decades is that drought succeeds to another drought, and people are caught into that. And they go from almost famine to almost famine. And when it becomes so dire, what is being said is this is the worst drought in 40 years, then there most probably will be famine. And to escape that, we must be acting, when I say we, the international community with the government of Ethiopia that is very concerned by the situation, must act now to prevent further tragedies. The Caritas network has been called by Caritas Ethiopia. I could add Caritas Eritrea. We don't speak a lot of that country because it's very difficult. But and I imagine Caritas Djibouti, Caritas Somalia will also come in. But right now, by Caritas Ethiopia, to come up and support massively what the needs are. And the Caritas network is present in Ethiopia. Not only Caritas Ethiopia, but a number of member organizations have established offices since 1984 with a big drought then, and still working in that country. It is a country on the verge of extreme poverty all the time, and this is a very worrying moment. So yes, we have to come up, and the international community has to come up. There already are many displaced people because of the drought, and there will be more. And when we think of climate change and the flux of climate refugees in the future, I think there will be many Ethiopians on the roads.
That was the Secretary General of Caritas Internationalis, Michelle Hua, speaking with Susie Hodges.